USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Judge McAfee, who will also decide if Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis remains on the case amidst conflict of interest allegation, presides over the matter. Around 100 million TikTok users in the U.S. could have to find a new way to occupy hours of their time, as the House has approved a bill that may lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned app. Lawmakers express worries about the potential access of the Chinese government to the personal data of millions of Americans, while opponents argue that such a ban could infringe upon free speech rights. The White House is urging the Senate to also pass the TikTok bill recently passed by the House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the administration's eagerness for the Senate to promptly bring the bill to a vote.
This bill would not ban apps like TikTok, period. What it would do is to ensure that ownership, as I just stated, of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can't exploit them or to do us harm.
This legislation mandates TikTok's parent company, Chinese-owned tech behemoth ByteDance, to divest the app within 180 days or face its removal from U.S. app stores. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, his attorneys say they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. A San Diego law firm is initiating a federal lawsuit against Philip Morris. They allege the nicotine product Zyn is being marketed toward young individuals. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
However prepared any one nation could be for nuclear war, Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his country is. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
The comments were part of a campaign message several days before the presidential election in Russia, where Putin is all but assured to secure his victory. In an interview aired on Russian television early Wednesday, Putin said he would consider it an escalation of tensions if U.S. or other Western allied troops showed up as combatants on the ground in Ukraine. When asked if Russia is ready for nuclear war, Putin said his military is prepared, but he told the everyday Russians watching at home and those foreigners watching abroad that he does not necessarily see nuclear war on the horizon.
Later this month, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to disclose his pick for a running mate. He announced that he will host a campaign gathering on March 26th in Oakland, California. The announcement follows his confirmation of deliberating over NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura for the role. In the race for California's next senator, Democrat Representative Adam Schiff has been surpassed by Republican Steve Garvey in the latest count. Garvey leads by just under 5,000 votes, with 85% of the ballots counted. Both candidates are expected to advance to November, vying for the seat left vacant by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.